nicely. Now it is 12:30. Bob, how long would that one item take?
Which one?
The one that deals with the general permit for emergency situations.
I think we can get through just a few minutes.
Just a few minutes? Let's take that. After that, we'll break for lunch. As lunch is ready.
Thank you.
Mr. Watkinson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Commissioner. Real quickly, you recall a couple months ago you authorized staff to proceed with advertising for a public hearing for the general permit for emergency situations and water quality improvement projects involving activities on non-tidal waterways. We've advertised this public hearing in three papers, five papers, our normal three, Richmond Times, Dispatch, Daily Press, Virginia Pilot, as well as the newspaper in Harrisonburg and the newspaper in Roanoke, because this mostly affects western areas. And we have not received any comment on our advertisement. You'll recall that when we talked about this a couple months ago, I explained that we had met with a number of agencies and received some comment on the drafts we were developing, and we had tried to incorporate those into the proposal of the revised draft that's before you today. Just as background, this was originally adopted in 98 in response to legislation that was enacted in 1997. The updated general permit is intended to address some changes in the NRCS Emergency Watershed Protection Program to capture some of the activities they envision undertaking under that program. It recognizes more agency involvement in stream restoration projects throughout the western part of the state, adds language to cover emergencies when the governor has declared a state of emergency, and it now covers emergency repairs to public infrastructure that may be identified by local governments or organizations involved in public sewer and water projects. And it does add standard permit conditions for the general permit. In the past, if someone wanted to get this general permit, they had to apply to us, and we issued them a permit document which had all the conditions in it. Now, this document that you have before you today will be the general permit. They will need to register with us to see if they comply with the permit. If they do, we'll let them know. And then the permit that's before you today, the draft, has the conditions in it under which they would construct or operate the facilities. Just a real quick list here of the agencies we've coordinated with. The last item on that list is the Stream Alliance. That was a group that was formed as a result of an executive order back in 2002 under Governor Warner. It was really an effort to promote stream restoration in the Commonwealth, and we see the modifications to this general permit as helping the state and other organizations comply with the intent of that executive order, which is to promote stream restoration throughout the Commonwealth. We have invited comments from CBF. They expressed no suggested changes. They didn't get back with us really about the proposal. VAMWA, this is the Water Management, Water Wastewater Agencies. They were the ones that were concerned and proposed the condition in the general permit related to repairing public infrastructure if it's damaged. They had some general editorial comments in the original draft. We incorporated those. They also had recommended changes to the standard water quality condition, which we had in all of our permits. We did not think it was appropriate to change that since that's in all our permits. And they also had proposed some taking out the safe harmless clause in our general permit, since it, safe harmless or hold harmless could not apply to local governments or did not apply to the federal government. The general permit would potentially be for individuals who work with government agencies to construct stream restoration projects. So we felt the hold harmless or safe harmless clause needed to stay in there, but we modified it to suggest that it did not apply to local governments or federal governments as it was written in the general permit. So hopefully that would address VAMWA's comment there. So with that, that's the sort of the background, some of the major intent of this general permit. Really, it's to streamline our permitting process for these types of activities, which would normally receive authorization based on a standard public interest review for an individual permit, and we would ask for your adoption of the draft general permit that would be effective June 30th of this year.
Just as a point of reference, just for your information, you will recall that we've had a number of these projects come before the commission by municipalities, and their concern was basically that they were having to come before the commission for an after-the-fact type permit, when in fact the work that they were undertaking was necessary for the safety of the infrastructure of their specific municipalities. So that's basically what brought this all about. So any questions of Tony? Is public anyone here pro or con on this matter? The matter's before the commission for action. Mr. Holland.
Move to adopt staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? Carries unanimously. We'll break until just a little bit after 1 o'clock.